This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed the government's unwavering resolve to end the injustices faced by tribal communities and ensured that the benefits of development should reach them. He asserted that tribal welfare has always been the highest priority for their government. Mr. Modi made these remarks while launching development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Dediapada town of the tribal-dominated Narmada district of Gujarat. These projects were launched on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Addressing a gathering, he said, tribal pride has been an integral part of India's consciousness for thousands of years.
Janjatiya Gaurav hajaron varshon se hamare Bharat ki chetna ka abhinn hissa raha hai. जब जब देश के सम्मान स्वाभिमान और स्वराज की बात आई तो हमारा आदिवासी समाज सबसे आगे खड़ा हुआ हमारा स्वतंत्रता संग्राम इसका सबसे बड़ा उदाहरण है आदिवासी समाज से निकले कितने ही नायक नायिकाओं ने आजादी की मशाल को आगे बढ़ाया
The Prime Minister stated that the government is working with a comprehensive approach to address every aspect of tribal life. Earlier, Mr. Modi visited the under-construction bullet train station in Gujarat's Surat to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor. The Prime Minister landed at the Surat airport last morning and reached the Antroli area where a bullet train station is under construction. Later in the last evening, addressing the Bihari community living in Surat, Gujarat, Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the people of Bihar for giving the NDA a historic victory in assembly elections. He said, "Now Bihar is showing readiness to reach new heights of development, which has been seen in this election." The nation celebrated Janjatiya Gaurav Divas to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of the freedom fighter and tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The centre has marked 15th November as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, recognising the importance of keeping tribal history alive. In Kerala, the all-party meeting convened by Chief Electoral Officer Ratan U. Kelkar regarding the SIR was held in Thiruvananthapuram. Chief Electoral Officer Kelkar said that 85% of the enumeration forms have already been distributed in Kerala, although the distribution of forms in urban areas is progressing slowly. After the completion of the Bihar Legislative Assembly elections 2025, informal discussions have begun regarding the formation of the new government. Union Minister and Chief of the Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, Chirag Paswan met Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar yesterday. Talking to the media in Patna, Mr. Paswan said that several issues were discussed with the Chief Minister. Several newly elected MLAs and senior leaders are reaching Chief Minister's house to congratulate Mr. Kumar about the landslide victory of NDA in his leadership. The State Election Commission has announced the successful completion of the nomination for the by-elections to 12 wards of the Municipal Corporation of Delhi following a scrutiny process and withdrawal. The Commission has received 133 nominations for the 12 vacant seats of the MCD. The Commission said that after the scrutiny, 53 nominations have been found valid, while 80 nominations were rejected. The by-elections are scheduled to be held on the 30th of this month. The Indian Air Force will participate in the 8th edition of the bilateral air exercise Garuda 25 in France from today. IAF will conduct this exercise with the French Air and Space Force till 27th of this month. The Ministry of Defence said that this exercise aims to refine tactics and procedures in a realistic operational environment. Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri said that India-Korea cooperation model for vessel building can not only meet India's growing needs but also serve global markets. Mr. Puri highlighted that Korea has a technological expertise and experience in ship construction, while India offers strong demand, skilled manpower and supportive policies which can lead to a winning partnership. Greater Noida is set to host the World Boxing Cup final scheduled from today to November 20th. And that is the end of this news bulletin.